listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Zoyce with you. The state government hopes to have changes in effect to address domestic violence in New South Wales as early as next month. Cabinet convenes later this week to hear from a range of experts, including former Australian of the Year, Rosie Batty, as support grows for a state-based DV Royal Commission. Transport Minister Jo Haland says her party is committed to urgent, lasting action.
The Premier has called this meeting of Cabinet to hear from those experts and to see what action we can take immediately. The bail law review is one of those actions where we will receive recommendations by the end of next month.
Businesses in Wagga and Griffith are hoping a new deal between Optus and TPG will help streamline trading. The telcos have signed a network sharing agreement in hopes of expanding connectivity across the regions. Serena Hardwick from Business New South Wales says anything that supports a secure, reliable network is welcome.
It does allow us to access new customers and new technologies to improve business. So definitely a crucial part to our business community being resilient.
Highway Patrol has released numbers from its Anzac Blitz revealing there was 400 major crashes across New South Wales. Sadly, 5 people lost their lives. Police have issued more than 11,000 infringements over the break. More than 3,000 of those were across the western and southern regions. The Goannas have earned themselves a handy 2-week break in River League netball, the reigning premiers sitting out this week due to their early Good Friday fixture before a bye in round 5. Mango coming off a dominant victory against Narendra over the weekend with a 74-37 goal win. And the fixture doesn't get any easier for the Wagga Heat as they look to bounce back from yet another tough loss on the weekend, the side going down by 66 points at the hands of the Sutherland Sharks. They'll take on Blacktown in round 7. The Storm currently sits 7th. They've won 3 from their last 4.